Episode 25. Hey, bro. Right here, bro. Down to our final out.
Big day.
We were looking, dude. I was like, God damn, we're about to be three games back because Giants were up. We're down to our final out. And I was like, and now we're, and
just, Turner, Trey Turner comes through again.
There you go. Hey, he's like, hey, Max, well, you, they also traded for me too. Don't forget about me. I know you had, I know you had a bad start, which is okay. He was due for one. Who cares? Trey's like, I'll come through for you right here. Let's go.
And he, I don't know if you saw the post game, but Max was talking about, I saw the interview with Max talking about, like, he just didn't like pitching there today. Just woke up, wasn't feeling it today. Couldn't get a grip on the ball. Yeah. He was licking his fingers. He hadn't pitched there in forever, he said. So we're done. He never has to go back there again.
Hey, Rocky, keep that same energy this weekend against the Giants. That's, dude, that, this guy, CJ Cron,
help us out. Like,
this guy's
help us out.
This guy's hitting freaking, he can't get this guy on base. But
Trey Turner came through big. What, he had three hits today?
Three hits. Seager, four hits. Hey, Pollock, Muncy first start back, run. Two doubles. The Pollock gets us within one. That's huge because obviously. I mean,
what is it, man? We played such a great game today, but yet we still allow the Rockies to hang around every time we play there. Do you like playing there?
They are a good home team, though. Let's not forget that. So let's hope they play well this weekend against Giants.
And then, that's what just helped us out big time. Padres just walked it off.
They won. They didn't really help. They won 1-3. That's fine. But hey, like you said, as long as we keep winning series, we won another series. That's it.
We're only one back now.
Now we're playing the shitty Diamondbacks. The
horrible Diamondbacks. They're terrible.
That's a sweep, right?
It's got to be. Victory. It has to be. On paper, it has to be a sweep.
Who we got throw
on? Has to be a sweep.
Got Kershaw.
We got Kersh.
And then Urias on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So who's Saturday? Gonsolin?
It's either Gonsolin or... Is it in time for Bueller again? Could it be a bullpen game?
Against Diamondbacks, it doesn't matter, man, right?
I mean, yeah, we got to win every one of those games. We're looking at Urias on Sunday, Kershaw on Saturday. Oh, so tomorrow's Gosselin. That's right.
Okay. Oh, Kershaw's win Saturday?
So it's Saturday. So it's Gosselin, okay. Kershaw, Urias.
Oh, like I said, it's a Diamondbacks. No dicking around this weekend. Come on.
Seriously, come on. And then Rockies, keep it up, dude.
Come on.
We're going to win the West. We got 9 games left. We're going to win the West.
We got to keep our composure. Dude, for a 98-win team, I feel like we're you know what I mean? We already made the playoffs and everything. It's just scary. Dude,
That run differential is going to make a difference. Watch, dude. We score so many runs. We have a huge run differential. We're going to be fine.
We're
gonna be fine. Jensen looked good again today. He came in and
he looks solid. Thank God for getting out of it. But of course, the first guy gets on. I was like, fucking Blackman, you son of a bitch.
That's Charlie Blackman. Come on, man. That's a hard out in baseball. But would he have 2 Ks?
He did. No, he came out. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Training got out of it too. Dude.
He looked a little shaky. He looked a little shaky, but he came through. That's the thing. I mean, bend but do not break. Do not break.
I know. Lux, that a boy, Lux.
I know. Like him in the outfield?
What? Oh, center field? What'd you think?
You like him out there in the outfield?
Some shaky plays on, what was that, Monday? He had some shaky plays in left field he could have caught. But I don't know. We need his bat, don't you think?
That's the thing. I think they put him out there. They're trying to find him a rhythm. They're trying to get him into games. I don't think he's going to be playing the outfield come playoffs.
Yeah.
That's personally my opinion. I'd put Trey back out center field and put Lux at second base. Maybe you have that option. That's the thing. We got so many guys that can just move around.
Taylor is what, he strained his neck, but he'll be back, right? Mm-hmm. Or he's already back. He's just day to day.
He's day to day, but I mean, he's the one that's been slumping a little bit. So maybe he needs a little rest.
Ties a career high 3 straight years of 35 homers. He'll pass it this year, right? Yeah,
it's huge.
He'll get us. Dude, he might get one more. 40. Come on, against Diamondbacks, he might hit 2.
Put one out in fucking Chase Field, dude. Put one in the pool. Put one in the pool in Chase Field and do it to take over first place. That's what we need.
Okay, here's a question. After this weekend, where are we stand? Where do we stand after this weekend? If Rockies keep that same energy, come on.
Here's the thing. We've been shooting high lately. I'm going to be very realistic. I think end of Sunday, we're tied.
Okay. Because you're
Sunday, we're tied.
You're assuming we sweep.
I'm assuming we sweep. I think the Rockies could get one, pick one off against the Giants. Okay. I think we sweep. I think we're tied at the end of the week.
I like the tie. If we don't sweep,
tied at the end of the week with six games left. This is the final week. We're in the final week right here.
I know, but dude, I don't like that we. I don't care about the Padres, but I don't like the way they end with Brewers.
Brewers. And you know what? We were talking about the Brewers have the Cardinals. The Cardinals are, you know, the Cardinals are coming on strong. The Padres are dead.
I was thinking, wait, we're down three games. If we have to face the hottest team in the league right now is the Cardinals. 12 in a row.
They got 12 in a row today.
Against Wainwright. I know we'll have Scherzer, but Wainwright.
Scherzer will be on. It's going to be rocking. Scherzer will be on. They're going to have to check vaccination cards at the gate. Is that vaccination cards yet? Not until mid-October?
October 7th.
I don't know. I can't keep up, but we're fine.
October 7th. You're frozen right now. Are you back? Yo. Bro, you froze on me. Did I froze too? All right, so I was about to say, all right, let's go back into it. That's the turning point of the season, regardless of what happens. Maybe the Giants keep winning and we don't get the – but that's down to our final out, and that's a two-game swing right there. Well, I know Giants end up losing, but
yeah,
dude.
That's a morale booster right there too. And that's the thing. Edgar's throwing in the towel already. Edgar's talking about
– Erroneous!
Erroneous, bro. Edgar's had way too much wine probably. He's had way too many. He's at a business lunch right now. Had way too much wine.
Yeah,
he's lost faith.
I think he was because he didn't even know that we were tied. He's like, "What? We're tied with the Rockies." I was like, "Yeah, are you watching the game? Come on, bro.
On all accounts. We're fine. We're fine. We Dodgers are fine. One game playoff. Even if we have to play that one game, we'll take the Cardinals. It's going to be at home in our stadium. It's going to be packed. It's going to be rocking. Scherzer's on the mound.
Losing.
Yeah, lights out. Lights out.
He already had his one bad start, and that's it.
Exactly. Right? He got it out of the way. Right now is the perfect time to get it out of the way because he'll get another start before the season's over. He'll probably pitch mid next week, and then he's perfect. He's on rest for either a one-game tiebreaker or a wildcard game.
You know, there's another stat I saw today, which is crazy, but we're going to end up catching him, so who cares? But let me see this real quick. Oh, I mean, that was Scherzer's first third run since August 21st, of course. So Dodgers have gone 34-12 since the start of August and have gained one game on the Giants. This is insane. It's insane.
Yeah, any other year, any other sport. I mean, it's to me, it's phenomenal baseball. As bad as I want to win the West, I'm loving this race. Yeah. This race is making it so much more interesting.
And if you do wild card, we're going to play the Giants regardless, right?
I think so. We're going to get the Giants regardless, I think, in that first round.
I don't think the baseball gods will let us lose the Cardinals. Like, no way. No way. If we had to play them, right?
Because this is setting it up. This is setting up for a five-game series, Dodgers versus Giants. And, you know, we'll find out who the better team is right then and there.
We'll find out, man. Come on. Come on, Rockies. Come on.
Help us. Help us out. One time, Rockies.
Come on, Blackman. I'll get a jersey if you come through.
I don't want it that far. I don't want it that far.
Is Todd Helton walking out that door? Come on. Can he play?
Let's see. I'm looking at the pitching matchups right now.
Who are they
Giants,
got?
Rockies. Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, pitching matchups don't matter in Coors Field. We just saw that.
That's very true, but I mean – they got the Rockies have a guy by the name of Lambert pitching tomorrow. Everything looks like it's his first major league start ever.
Oh, great.
Because he has no stats, zero statistics.
Awesome. Awesome.
At least for this year.
Whatever. I'm pumped up. That's huge. Only a game back. It could have been a lot worse the way the game was going. And then let's go.
It's clutch. Came up clutch. We're going to be
Trey!
Fine. Dude, I'm not worried.
Trey,
dude. Let's go.
Boy.
Let's go. All right, on sale yet? Can we get tickets yet?
I saw some cheap tickets for like 30 is like the cheapest playoff ticket. Oh, that was for wild card. But, dude, we don't have to worry about wild card.
Let's go anyway.
We'll be at Robinson's.
So, not down. not down. But we're fine.
Before we get into our locks and this preview of football this weekend,
big weekend this weekend.
We got right. Oh, I know UFC. I didn't really look at the card, but I heard it's a big.
We got college. We got NFL. We got UFC. We got Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup without Tiger is a little downer. I'm kind of sad about it, but it's okay.
I'm fine.
First round.
Still gonna be.
I know. Oh, it's gonna be amazing. I believe that we will win. That's gonna be going all day, and then
bring the cup home.
So the first round, the Friday foursomes, what do we got here?
Oof.
They put Spieth and Thomas, the obviously best friends, against Rahm and Sergio. Wow.
Which, dude, that matchup right there, what I think that is the best matchup of the week, or at least Friday. That sets the tone right there. You got number one in the world in Rahm going with arguably the best golfer in the Ryder Cup at Sergio. His record in the Ryder Cup is insane.
And Spieth is out of the hottest year. So, dude, oh my gosh, just to start it off.
That's to set the tone. And we were talking, I know we were chatting, like the second matchup has DJ and Morikawa. And I think you figure that's number, what's that, number two against, number three in the world
Casey
right now?
And Hovland, but dude, that's a crapshoot. Look at the odds, plus 110. We're plus money, DJ.
Do you think that's strategy? On Stricker's part,
I don't know, man. Then Koepka and Berger against Westwood and
see, Fitz. I don't have that. I got DJ and Morikawa as -125.
Okay, well, it must have changed right away. Once you get the odds, people are throwing down, bro. This is action at the end.
I mean, for me, Rahm and Garcia versus Spieth and Thomas is a dead even heat. At both of them -110. I mean, that's something how good that matchup
is going
to be.
You don't touch that, right? You can't touch that. I have no idea on that. Is there any edge on these matchups?
To me, I do like I really like us in the fourth matchup. I love Cantlay and Schoffel, even though they're both rookies to the Ryder Cup.
Rory and Poulter.
This is not the same Poulter from 10 years ago in the Ryder Cup. I don't understand why they actually took Poulter.
I kind of like
the experience.
I kind of got like Koepka and Berger -120 against Westwood and Fitz. Let's go.
If you like it that much, I would take it because I got it at -160 right now on my.
So that's what I'm saying. So these are all the openings. See, that's what I saw on Twitter. So people are hammering Koepka and them already. Okay, so I don't have it at -120 anymore.
Yeah, I like the matchup number two. Like I said, DJ and Morikawa. I like all of our matchups except for the first one. I think the first one's going to be a freaking slugfest. That is going to be must see TV. Matchup.
5:50 a.m. tomorrow, right?
Oh, yep.
Man, I'm ready. What we're saying, but you like we said the other podcast, I'm not betting the overall -200 shit, dude. The bet is Europeans, right?
I don't want to say it, but here's the problem with this year's Ryder Cup. USA has a lot of rookies, a lot of first time guys in the Ryder Cup. This I don't care what anybody says, you could be the number one in the world, you could be the number 110th in the world.
Yeah,
this cup, the pressure's different. The patronage, the goal, the glitz, the glamour is so different. You're playing for their continent here and for your country.
Yeah.
And that's what they're saying. They're saying the USA on paper is favored. They're at -200. Mm-hmm. They have of their team, only one guy is outside of the world top 20. Whereas Europe, I think, has like 6 or 7 guys outside of the world top 20. So, I mean, that's what they're basing
just on paper. But then, dude, like Koepka said, it's like it's hard for us to switch mode because we're always competing with ourselves. You know what I mean? And now you got to be teammates and it's just different. So it just
exactly.
That's why I was kind of bummed. Like, I know I don't even like, I'm not even a Patrick Reed guy, but I was like, the fact that he's left off, dude, he came through for us the last Ryder Cup. You know what I mean?
He did come through in that who did he face? Was that big matchup against Rory, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I
that head to head.
You just want guys like that, but I don't know.
So here's the thing. Here's what I think Europe's issue is, and I think this is why the odds makers are leaning heavily towards USA. Europe went back to the well. They went back to the old guard. They got Lee Westwood out there. They got Ian Poulter. They got Sergio Garcia. These guys have so much experience in the Ryder Cup where USA has all these rookies.
Yeah.
I saw a stat today that Lee Westwood has played more matches in a Ryder Cup than the entire USA team combined right now.
So that's what I'm saying. Oh. That the -200, it's a non-bet. And obviously we're not going to take the Europeans.
I'm staying away.
Bet against you. Yeah, stay away.
Yeah, I'm staying away.
We'll just bet matchups.
I like
just
some of the matchups. In my opinion, I think, you know what? These tournaments are never won or lost on the first day, but I will say right now, if the USA can get out a minimum, if we can be 1.5 up, if we can be 1.5 to half after the first two matchups tomorrow, I think we're sitting in a great place. Yeah. If we can win one of those first two matchups and then at least half the set, the other one, I think
I love it.
I think that sets us up.
JT and Speed, set the tone. Let's go.
Yeah. Even if we half that, I will take a half in that. And then win the next one with DJ and Morikawa. Like, that's what I'll take.
That's a great, dude. DJ, that's a sneaky, dude. That might be a hammer bet right there.
That's the thing. Can I get a bet on that to like be up 1.5 to half?
Can we throw that in our action urinal, like locks?
Dude,
we
might. Yeah.
I think
over under 1.25 for after the first two matches.
Oh, man, dude.
That, I mean, if I could find that bet over under 1.25 after the first two matches, that's what I would take right there.
Dude, that,
because I feel like we have to be getting some good odds on that.
Dude, that's an automatic bet with Morikawa and DJ, man.
They got to come through. Morikawa was, I think, a rookie too, so DJ's got to show him the ropes. But the only
thing with DJ, does he have any fire in him when these things? He does. I mean, he's always just, I don't know.
He's either got fire or coke in him, one of the two. So I think he steps up for this. I think he wants to win this. I think he knows the how serious this tournament is. But
let's bring it home. Let's bring the cup home, right?
Did we lose? It's coming last home.
It's wait. Did we lose the last 4 years
we
ago?
We did. We've only won one in the last four, I believe. One in the last five.
Oh, dude, it's coming home.
And we lost last time in Paris. 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
That's the tricky part of Ryder Cup too. We need to get to 14.5 to win it. They just need to get to 14 to win it. A tie goes to them. So
it's going to be electric. What are you doing Sunday, by the way? It's a huge Sunday, football and Ryder Cup. Let me guess. You got softball, you got dinner, you got.
No, let me check my schedule. Oh, what's that? It's wide open. I'm clear.
It's the biggest sports day ever,
bro. It is wide open Sunday. Oh, Sunday. We'll mix in a water right around 9 a.m.
We have to go because those Mondays are rough and we always end up, yeah, but whatever.
Sunday, this pod will drop obviously Friday. So Sunday, check the pod's Instagram, find out where we're at. Come meet us.
Yeah, come meet us. And cheers to all our NFL locks and our Ryder Cup locks.
Because you figure here's Sunday. Sunday Ryder Cup final.
Bucks, Rams,
NFL, and you got the Dodgers, who will then be tied with the Giants come Sunday.
Could be a hell of a Sunday. We'll have like over under 8 Stellas that Sunday. That's not to be Stellas, but over under 8 drinks. Probably hammer the over.
I'll take the over. But I think on that, the over is at like minus like 450 or something. The odds aren't really that good.
So many your parlays.
Speaking of parlays,
all right, that's enough sports. It's kind of a debt. Do we even talk about Ben Simmons? He wants to leave. We already knew he wants to leave. That's fine.
Get him out.
Lakers, him out. I heard they're
90% free throw.
Lakers are 90% backs. I heard that too, or whatever. I mean, these are all just
non-news.
Darnold already scored a rushing touchdown.
Oh,
7-0 Panthers.
Yeah. Dude, I got Pittsburgh Philly on right now.
Do you?
Yeah. Philly's still fighting for that wild card spot too. I mean, we're going to have a great race in baseball, man. This last week.
Always. The last week's always electric.
These next 10 days of sports are going to be on fire.
This is the best time of the year.
Greatest time. Going right into October.
Right in October. All right, but let's go.
Hi, bro. Let's do this. We give the people
action,
what they want.
Action at the urinal.
Pointing out winners. We got winners everywhere. Action at the urinal.
Let's start at college because we're 14-4 on college. We are blazing hot in college.
14-4 on college.
You go right ahead because you always pick the ones that no one's thinking about, and you're finding freaking unbelievable winners for us.
Well, I'll tell you this. Last podcast, I said I'm kind of down with the NFL right now. NFL leans. I do have some likes that I like.
Okay,
I'm not putting them in my locks.
No official ones, huh?
Not official. I will say it on the record. There are a couple locks and leans that I like in the NFL. Okay. I will also say this: this college football Saturday, I'm not loving the slate.
I don't love the slate either.
Games that I do really like, but if you want to fade me for this weekend, I won't blame you. But I'm just saying, I'll be that guy on Monday that said I told you so. So here we go. You want to start with college?
Let's go.
Action Theater and All Red here. We are 4-4 on record. You can review the tapes. Go to YouTube. Review the tapes. The tapes don't lie.
If you don't come out of this, it's on.
The tapes don't lie. We're 14-4. And I'm about to give you, I got four right now for college football.
Are you doing four? Are you
with a bonus spots, fifth?
Though, right? Oh, my God.
Bonus fifth. Here we go.
This,
we're starting.
This could go way off. If you.
This could. This is going to go one of two ways, right? Starting off, Boston College getting a point and a half versus Missouri at home. Boston College.
That was one of mine.
Versus the SEC. Why is the SEC only favored by a point and a half in this game? Boston, Missouri is 0-6 against the spread in their last six. Boston College is 7-1 as an underdog since 2017. Give me Boston College again, the point and a half at
Boston. That was
one
of my picks. Hey, you know what happens when we pick together, though? Where I think we're 0-2 and we pick together, but Boston College.
That's all right. Hold on. Scratch that one out.
So if you guys want to fade that pick, that's fine. But that was one of mine, Boston College. That's
one of mine. Boston College. Does this make sense?
That was my first pick. That's funny. You're reading my mind on this.
If you've been following the podcast, like all of our faithful listeners, you know there's a team that's been coming up more often than not. I've actually mentioned them twice. Took them once, talked about them a second time. That is Cal. Cal getting 7.5 at Washington. Cal is 19-7 against the spread as a dog under Coach Wilcox. We know Cal does not like to play at home. They like to play on the road. Washington is 2-5 with this head coach, Luke. They're 2-4 as a home favorite. Give me Cal getting 7.5. Hey, lose by 7. That's all I'm asking. Give me the 7.5.
I don't like it. I love it. I don't like it. I love that one. Dude, Clemson minus 10 at NC State. Give me plus 10 all day, bro. This ain't the same.
Really?
Clemson
like NC State in that game?
Dude, Clemson's the same team, bro.
Clemson's Lawrence looked horrible.
Lawrence is in Jacksonville, bro. He's not coming to that door anymore. Plus 10 all day. NC State's a good squad. Let's go, bro.
I like it. Let's go. NC State, man. They're fighters at home.
Come on. I know.
I mean, don't forget how many quarterbacks NC State has put into the NFL.
I know.
So
let's go.
Here we're going. All right. I got another one for you right here. I don't like taking chalk. I don't like taking favorites. It's the only favorite I'm taking on the board. Minnesota minus 31 at home against Bowling Green. Follow me on this
one. Oh, dude.
Minnesota played a tough game against Ohio State and almost had them. Minnesota had Ohio State for three quarters
of that game. We're talking about Thursday. Dude, they fucking played well, man.
Then they went to go beat an amazing Colorado team. They went and beat a great Colorado team. Look at Bowling Green. Bowling Green has lost to Southern Alabama, and they just lost to Murray State. They are 0-9 against the spread under Coach Loeffel. Minnesota, I think,
We're only laying 31?
31 against Bowling Green.
That first half bet's a lock, too, dude. I like
Minnesota, and I don't take favorites a lot. I do not take favorites a lot.
And by the way, if you're betting Bowling Green, Minnesota – call 1-800-GAMBLER if you're betting Bowling Green.
They're on the road. They're not winning the game. They're not winning the game. Minnesota's just going to put their foot on the gas and hopefully they cover 31. But all the numbers tell me Minnesota covers this game.
Hey, okay, this is another one. LSU are frauds this year, bro. They're frauds.
Mississippi State.
I had it on my list. Dude. LSU's are frauds. Well, that's not really saying much because we love UCLA and we're not frauds. UCLA, that was a big win for UCLA. Come on. But, true. But they're not frauds, but Mississippi State plus 2.5 at home. Come on.
I had that. That was on my preliminary list. It didn't make my top five, but I like it. I like it. If that would be my runner up, that'd be my number six pick right there if I had to pick one. And I'll tell you this one that also did not make my list only because I can't do it. I just couldn't do it. UCLA is a 4-point favorite up in Stanford, up in Palo Alto this weekend. I kind of like Stanford, but I could not do it. So that is not in my locks. I'm just saying I kind of like Stanford getting those 4 points at home, but I'm staying away. I'm not
staying away from that.
But on the flip side, how I do not like to bet on my teams, you know, I hate to bet on my teams. It happened with AC Milan yesterday. What happened? I bet AC Milan cover the first half by half a goal, 0-0 at halftime. I get screwed.
Yeah,
I don't like doing it, but when the numbers are just right, I got to do it. Give me the Irish. They're getting 6.5 in Soldier Field. there's no reason why they should be giving 6.5 except for the eye test. People are looking at what Notre Dame has done. They've squeaked out wins recently, but I do not care. They should not be an underdog in this game. Give me the 6.5 Notre Dame. Notre Dame is 5-2 against the spread in their last seven as an underdog, while Wisconsin is 13-16 against the spread in their last 29 games. It's in Chicago. The Irish fans will pack the place. You're telling me Notre Dame's going to be an underdog? They might win outright.
Yeah, like the line does not make sense. I got two left for you. I'll do them real quick. I'm sticking with Michigan all year. I haven't lost on them yet. They're -20.5 against Rutgers. They covered,
you do know, right? They're perfect against the spread, too. Michigan's 3-0 against
the
spread.
That's what I'm going to keep rolling with them. -20.5 against Rutgers. That's a lock. And give me Arkansas +5. Dude, come on. Come on.
Arkansas, Texas A&M?
Yeah. What are we talking about here? Let's go.
Dude, I like that Arkansas pick. I like that Arkansas play a lot. That was another one on preliminary. I like it. I did not take it. I'll give you my last one here. This is just a bonus pick. I don't know if this is an honorary mention. Oregon State getting 11 at the Coliseum. Oregon State is 12-5 against the spread as a road dog since 2019. USC is 1-3 as their last four home favorites. USC does not like to play as a favorite in the Coliseum. Give me Oregon State with the 11 points.
They just had their big win. That was the first.
Exactly. They just went up to Pullman. They beat the crap out of Washington State. Now they come back down to earth, and Oregon State might get them on a
dude, sleepy, remember I joked about Deion Sanders actually being the coach, dude? It's gaining some buzz,
dude. I know, dude. You heard it first. You called it first. Dude, I wish there was odds in that. We should have bet that.
I know. Those are college. Right. So we're just going to continue. It's college. Just giving out free money on college. NFL, we 14 can't
and four,
you.
So it's your choice. 14-4. I mean,
NFL, we can't promise you. We are. What are we? Yeah. We're not awful. It's not good. But we're not.
It's not great.
We're 7-11. We're 7-11.
I like those numbers.
All right. You said you just have no. You have no official plays. You just give them.
I got no plays. I got some leans. There's some games that I like, but I'm not calling them my official locks. And I do have a catch of the day, which is I'll explain that one later. But go for it. Give me your NFL locks.
My biggest lock of the weekend, and it's the lock. Give me Dolphins +4 all day, every day at the Raiders. This does not make sense. Okay, they lost to Buffalo. Brissett can move the ball. Everyone's high on the Raiders. Give me +4 and a little bit of money line, dude. This does not make sense. That's a lot.
Time out. Can I throw the red challenge flag real quick?
Yeah.
This is what I was going to talk about. This is actually my catch of the day, and I'm calling it the catch of the day because something smells extremely fishy here. Last week, what was the fishiest line of that entire NFL slate? Tennessee at Seattle. Seattle was only a 6-point favorite. Are you kidding me? We called that, and Tennessee won outright. That was the fishiest line.
Yeah,
this is the next fishiest line of the NFL season so far. There is no way the Dolphins should only be getting 4. The Raiders should be the Raiders should win this game by double digits. The Raiders should win this game by 10.
Hey, they should, but this is
they should Raiders. Be 7.5 or 8-point favorites.
Raiders are gonna game. Raider the line's fishy. I think Dolphins obviously +4. Do that, but sprinkle a little money line. You love it too, right? It doesn't make sense.
Hey, Vegas is begging you to take the Raiders again. They begged you to take Seattle last week, and they took all your money. Begging you to take the Raiders this week, and they're going to take all your money again. Watch. There's no Ryan should win this game, but watch, they will. They got a backup quarterback. They just got blanked by the Bills. Meanwhile, Oakland has beaten two quality potential playoff teams in the AFC North in Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And it's back in home for the Raiders. It's back in Vegas.
I know.
You know what? My good buddy John McKinley always says, there's a reason why the bright lights are always on in Vegas. Vegas never misses paying an electricity bill.
I know.
This is why. They're going to take you to town on the Raiders here.
They're good for the next two decades after Baltimore beat the Chiefs. Dude, you know how much money they won off that game?
Yep. That's the fishiest line this weekend. That is the fishiest line this weekend.
Fishy. I totally agree. And then another not fishy line, but everyone's given up on the Jets and Zach Wilson, and Broncos are 2-0. So what? They're not. They're decent. Give me +7.5. I think it's a little too high.
That's a lot of points. I agree with you. That's a lot of points in that game. I'll back that.
That's it. I just got two. Those two. That's all. That's all. That's all I like.
I got a couple leans. Again, not no locks. Fade me on NFL, but I do have a couple leans. If I were to pick a lock of the weekend, I would say New England -3 at home against the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are still remembering what the Saints.
I guess I think
I think New England's a lock at -3. There is another one that I'm leaning. I actually call me crazy. I think 7.5 is a weird number to be giving Jacksonville against the Cardinals at home. Jacksonville has not looked good, but 7.5, that hook is just weird.
I know it's weird, but I told you I'm not taking Jags ever again. So
I know I'm not taking it. So I'm saying not taking it. But the other one that I do like, I think the Packers getting 3 on Sunday night is a little fishy too. I do like the Packers getting 3 in San Fran.
A little bit.
I do. Rodgers is Mr. Primetime. When he's in primetime, he comes to play. I'll give you that. Monday night. I think the Packers, again, people are thinking about what happened in week one. The Niners just beat a great Eagles team on the road. Or not a great, but a good Eagles team on the road. It was a defensive game. Give me the Packers +3. Those are my
leans. I love it. Action, there and all. Those are our locks. Let's talk about some of these just before we end this. We got some more.
We
got
to give our survivor pick.
Pick. I got Denver. I know that it's a fishy, but I don't see them losing. I see Jets keeping it kind of close. What do you got?
To be honest, who have I taken the first couple weeks? I've actually forgotten, dude.
Last week I took Packers. Week one I took Bucks. So still
alive. I took Carolina week one.
Yeah, you did. And I remember that. And then week two.
Who the hell did I take week two?
Carolina might have been a good survivor this week.
Oh, I took the Bucks last week. I took the Bucks last week over the Falcons.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So who are you taking this week? Who do you got?
I'm gonna take Broncos.
You're going Broncos. All right. I like it. I like it. Ooh, give me a second here because I forgot about this survivor pick. I do not see the Chiefs losing 2 in a row. But that's a tough game against the Chargers. It would take a lot of balls to take it. All right, I will go. Wow. Do I waste it on the Patriots now at -3? My bad.
That's all good.
Bear with me here. All right, I am going Browns. Give me the Browns over the Bears. Justin Fields' first game. That defense, I think, is just going to smother him.
Justin Fields. This is a Justin Fields podcast, too.
He's on my bench. I drafted him in my fantasy league as my backup quarterback because I knew this day would come. But this is game one of your career, kid. I'm sorry that Browns defense is going to be all over you. Give me the Browns survivor this week.
And let's talk about – and then let's just talk about the big game on Sunday. Bucks at Rams. What's your lean on that? I know AB might be out. This can be a hell of a game. That's must watch. We'll be our fifth drink. Brady's that's a great game.
What does your book have that at right now? Do you have Tampa Bay -1?
Right now it is -1.5.
1.5.
God, I mean, you gotta take. Oh, I don't know, dude.
That is the marquee game of the week, if you ask me. I think again for the third straight week, the afternoon games are better than the morning games. Yeah, I love the Seattle versus
Minnesota a great game.
The Packers Niners at nighttime, the Dolphins Raiders.
That's my lock, dude.
And then here, hold on, your Jets Broncos are also the afternoon game.
Sunday afternoon.
Forget the morning games. Back to the Broncos Rams, or excuse me, the Bucks Rams. It's how do you bet against Brady? I know he's coming over here to LA for that game. LA's looked solid their first couple games. I still am not a huge believer. I'm not sipping the Stafford Kool-Aid yet.
Not yet. But this is where
This is the game. You win this game, and I think now I take you for real.
The headlines will either be Bucks 3-0, they're going undefeated this year, or Rams just beat the Bucks. Hey, is this the team that could top the – you know how it goes Monday night. Yeah. First take, that's – you know what I mean?
And don't forget, I did not – one of my bold predictions was the Rams not making the playoffs. I predict that before the season. If the Rams can win this game and Stafford has a great game and solidifies himself – I might be changing my mind on that, but yeah. I still got to go with Brady. I still got to go TB12, dude. Until you beat him, you're not the best until you beat the best. So
I agree, man. Hopefully AB plays. What's he need? Two, these COVID, well, if you're vaccinated, you need two negative tests before Sunday.
I think so. Yeah. And the Gronk TB12 connection.
Are they scoring Sunday?
They haven't missed a beat, dude. They have not missed a beat. They look like the same as they were 10 years ago.
I love it. It makes me happy. That's it. Let's go. Anything else? Yeah, sports world. Let's go. Let's go Ryder Cup. Let's go. Let's give our keep winning. And Dodgers.
USA. First Dodgers. Locks. Boston College.
Locks. I mean, just locks and Dodgers. That's it. Let's go, bro. Yeah. Let's go.
I mean, let's do it.
We made the 25 episodes. Come on.
25 episodes. Before we know it, 100.
100. Let's go. All right. Later, brother.
All right, man. See you Sunday.
Let's go.